أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعما يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 58 of Surah An-Nisa. In the time of paganism, before the hijrat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the door of the Baytullah used to be opened every Monday and Thursday so that people could enter the Baytullah, keeping in mind that the Baytullah was honored even before Islam in paganism, and it was a great honor for people to go enter and go into the Baytullah and carry out whatever rituals they would carry out in the name of their gods and the name of their idols, etc. So on one of these particular days when the door was opened, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with some of the Sahaba also attempted to enter the Baytullah. The key of the Baytullah was in the hand of a person by the name of Uthman bin Talha, and he barred Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam from entering the Baytullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that a day will come when this key will come into my hand, and when this key comes into my hand, then I will be commanded to give this key to whomsoever I desire. So he responded to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on that day the Quraysh will be doomed and they will be disgraced. So he replied, no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, no. On that day the Quraysh will be blessed, and on that day the Quraysh will be strengthened and they will be honored. This incident passed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went into the Baytullah. Hijrat had taken place, and then the 8th year of the Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters Makkah Mukarramah. This person, this one day, said when he related this incident, that at that time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this, that one day this key will come into my hand, it had come into my heart, into my mind, that this person had never lied, and this will come to pass. So at that time, the thought of accepting Iman and Islam had come into my heart. I discussed it with my friends, my family people, but of course, they did not take this seriously, and they turned me away from it, and this incident passed. Comes the conquest of Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to Makkah and he looks for him. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam calls for him, in one narration he had climbed onto the Baytullah, in another narration he had come and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken the key of the Baytullah and opened the Baytullah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed the salat. Now very desirous of the key of the Baytullah was Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and also Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because Sayyiduna Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had been given, and his family had been given, a particular task of giving the Hujjaj water. And he thought that if he could also have this added honor of having the key of the Baytullah, it would have been good. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu also had the desire. Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes out of the Baytullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recites this ayah, Inna Allaha ya'murukum أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you that you deliver the amanat, the trust, to its rightful owners. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that before this, we had never heard this verse. It was never part of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this. He called for this person and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that here is the key of the Baytullah and this will remain in your hand and the hands of your progeny till the day of Qiyamah. And then he accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now one or two important aspects with regards to this verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about it in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not use the word amana, trust, in a singular form, but Allah ta'ala uses it in a plural form, amanat. In other words, there are various different types of trusts. And hence, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that very rare was the instance when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand on the mimbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would deliver a khutbah, or he would give a speech in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not remind us, la imana liman la amanata lah, that there is no iman for that person who does not have amanat, trustworthiness within that person. And then we will find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are various different forms of amanat, trustworthiness, but one important aspect of it, in the hadith of Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we find that amanat is a condition of the heart. In other words, a person has to have this amanat, this trustworthiness in the heart. We find in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he speaks about the signs of nifaq, the signs of hypocrisy, then one sign of hypocrisy is this, that when a person is entrusted with something, then he betrays that trust, he embezzles the trust, he is disloyal to the trust. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-majalisu bil amana, that a person is in a particular meeting, and that meeting and whatever is discussed in it, that is also a trust, that a person has to behold that trust, that has whatever has been discussed. Al-mustasharu mu'tamin, a person has been consulted. Now when he has been consulted, now he has been held trustworthy, that he has to give the best advice. And like that we find that there are various trusts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on our shoulders, our responsibilities, and we have to fulfill all these trusts and amanat. It is just not only about monetary trust, but there are various aspects of trust. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.